It's a beautiful day to take the weather with you. And in a few minutes, we'll tell you about how to take the weather in your pocket. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. Cliff, I kind of had to pinch myself. It was so nice this morning. How about you?
Yeah, there was a beautiful sunrise. And it tells us what's happening. High pressure is building in. You know, the thick clouds are pretty much gone. We have some low clouds floating around. And so today will be partly sunny. There'll be plenty of sun. And temperatures will probably be getting up to upper 40s to around 50. So pretty decent day. With the ridge over us, you know, things can cut both ways. We can get some sun in the lowlands, but we can also get the stratus and low clouds and drizzle. Saturday will be more on the clouds and drizzle side, I'm afraid. It looks like we won't have any heavy rain, but there'll be a lot of low clouds in the western lowlands. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of you see some drizzle, particularly in the morning hours.
Is this one of those patterns where the clouds are trapped in the lowlands and if you go up high, you're above them, or is this different?
That's exactly right. We have a high over us, sinking air, tends to produce an inversion. Lower areas like in the Puget Sound lowlands and the Willamette Valley, or even in the basin of eastern Washington, you tend to get the low clouds and cold air and maybe some drizzle. But if you go up in the mountains, you'll have sun and warm conditions. It'll be warmer than normal in the mountains, cooler normal or normal down in the lowlands. So that's Saturday, so nothing too exciting. I think Sunday is a little bit more optimistic. I think we'll see maybe clouds in the morning, but I think there'll be a lot of sun on Sunday. Temperatures getting into the upper 40s, really quite a decent day. On Monday, the ridge starts moving out, so I think there's a chance of maybe a few light sprinkles coming in on Monday. Then I think there's a break on Tuesday. And then the models are suggesting now that we will be skirted by a number of weak disturbances as we get into the midweek. So the best period, the driest period, is going to be the weekend, and I think Sunday is the best day in the lowlands. Both days should be very good in the mountains.
So some pretty mellow weather at least until the middle of next week, and then all bets are off. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. It's certainly a lot different than the East Coast, where they're getting an historic snowstorm today. Some places in eastern Long Island and southeast New England could get 1 to 2 feet of snow. So it's the other world over there. And in fact, there's a connection. You know, we have this ridge on one side of the continent, and there's a trough on the other side of the continent. So they're getting the cold and the intense weather, and we're getting, you know, sunny skies and drizzle.
We're like the funnel that's sending it all that way, huh?
Well, it's like a wave. You can think of, you know, if you have a rope that you swing back and forth, there's ridges and troughs. And so if one place has a ridge, then the other one tends to have a trough. And so there's a real connection between our good weather and their bad weather. And it goes the other way, too. When we have really bad weather, they tend to have good weather.
I heard this week that you have been working with a tech company to come up with a weather device that we can fit in our pockets. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you may have the device in your pocket already. It turns out that there's a number of Android smartphones, such as the Samsung Galaxy 3, that have pressure sensors, really good pressure sensors in them. And so a small startup company called Cumulonimbus Incorporated created an app for Android phones called PressureNet. Now I think they have PressureNet 3. And so if you download this app, it will send your position and your pressure to the central site, and they'll keep your privacy, don't worry about that, into a massive database of pressure observations. Now, I'm working with these folks, and so every hour I'm pulling, or my group is, all the pressure observations over North America. Now, the exciting thing is we could potentially have hundreds of thousands or millions of pressure observations from these smartphones, and this could be a weather game changer. Because this will allow us to describe in great detail the structure of weather systems around the continent. So if there's thunderstorms or there's a convergence zone or you name it, we'd for the first time have enough data to really specify what's going on. And that might allow us to substantially improve short-term forecasts, a lot of these important weather features.
Wow, weather pressure in my pocket.
That's right. It's really fun. And if anybody has one of these Android smartphones that have pressure sensors, get that app because that'll help.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.